In Ohio, a battle is heating up between payday lenders and the state legislature. It began when lawmakers recently capped the interest rates for these short-term loans at 28%. The payday industry struck back, taking it to the voters in a referendum. From member station WVXU in Cincinnati, Katie Orr sent this report.
Up until a few months ago, payday lenders in Ohio have been able to charge an effective annual interest rate of 391%. But instead of quoting that number, lenders often promote their products citing simple fees. Say, for instance, you borrow $100. When the loan is due 2 weeks later, you would pay back about $115. That's only 15%. But Jean Ann Fox says that's misleading. Fox studies financial services at the Consumer Federation of America. She says the problem is that most payday loan customers aren't able to pay back their loan in 2 weeks, and that's where the nearly 400% rate could come into play.
That means if you borrow $100, so let's say that's one apple, if you borrow $100 and you roll this payday loan over all year, you would have to pay back that one apple plus four more apples for the interest rate.
Fox says the average payday loan customer takes out between 8 and 12 loans a year. In downtown Cincinnati, BJ Southall works as an education assistant at a social services provider. When she found herself overwhelmed by bills and high gas prices, she went to a payday lender and borrowed about $200. Getting that money at any cost was all she was thinking about.
You're in such an emotional state, and you see that as the solution, and whether consciously or subconsciously, you don't really think about it.
Southall says she's taken out three payday loans and has sometimes had to use advances from her paycheck to repay them. But Kim Norris, who works for a group supporting the payday industry, says more than 90% of customers pay back their loans within the two-week time period. But a spokesman for the Center for Responsible Lending says that figure is misleading because the industry counts people who roll over their loans as having paid them off. Kim Norris argues that if the law capping the loans stands, it will lead to job losses in Ohio, an argument the payday industry is using in its TV ads.
You can protect Ohio jobs by voting no on Issue 5, the job-killing issue.
In Ohio, the interest rate for small loan lenders is capped at 28%, much in line with other states. And Ohio isn't the only state where payday lending is on the ballot. In Arizona, the exemption for payday lenders is set to expire in 2010. After that, they'd be subject to the state's 36% interest cap. Despite the large campaigns being run in Ohio and Arizona, the payday industry is shrinking as other states enact stricter regulations. In Ohio, it may come down to whether voters believe that lenders are preying on desperate consumers or if they view payday loans as just another financial option in difficult economic times. For NPR News, I'm Katie Orr in Cincinnati.